You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get better.
Welcome to the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, here to remind you that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. Today is Beltane, and we all know what that means. Well, I know what that means. It is Let's Get Meta's birthday. Happy second year of the Let's Get Meta podcast. I started this podcast 2 years ago today. Well, I first published an episode 2 years ago today. So a lot has been happening with the podcast. Just like the rest of the world, this podcast has had so many changes and transformations happening over the last few months even. And I want to go over some of those just for those listeners who are always tuning in. We have a brand new website. It is beautiful. It is still being updated, and I would love for you to see it. It's the same URL, www.letsgetmeta.com. Letsgetmetapodcast.com will also get you there. And I'm excited about it. I moved from Wix over to WordPress. It is terrifying. I could do everything that I wanted on Wix by myself, and now I am learning completely how to do this on WordPress for the first time. So I am definitely experiencing some growing pains with that, but I think it will ultimately be good for the show. We also, if you haven't noticed, have a beautiful brand new logo created by two angels named Lynn and Elaine. They are incredible artists. They are part of my spiritual community. And I had a vision of this logo while I was meditating with my spiritual community. It just came in clear as a bell, and I knew right away that they could create it, and they did. So please notice and appreciate our brand new logo for the podcast. It is actually the crystal that many in my spiritual community see when they go visit the spiritual gathering place of ours that we have on Heavenly Mountain in Boone, North Carolina. And if you want to know more about that, I highly recommend listening to all of last season. Season 4 was our season of miracles, and it was all about my spiritual teacher, Master John Douglas. I highly recommend you listen to it, especially if you like angels. And, you know, more and more people are admitting to the fact that they do believe in angels these days. So go check out that season if you are just tuning in with us for the first time, especially if you are into angels. I think you're really going to love it. So we had the new website, the new logo. We're also updating the description of the podcast as it evolves. So that is shifting a little bit. It's not really shifting what we've been doing, but where we're going is just, it's up in the air a little bit. It's always going to be metaphysical and spirituality. But as you'll see with this season, there are some things that are shifting. The world is changing. The world is evolving. And so is this podcast. So we are updating, you know, all the descriptions of the podcast in all the places to reflect what is going on right now in both the show and the world. And that includes updating our Patreon community. Our Patreon community, our Let's Get Meta Patreon, began obviously with this podcast. That is why I created the Patreon, is to support the podcast. And now there is something new and beautiful that is expanding upon this creation of the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. And that is the evolution of my own business, Hana Healing Arts LLC, where I see clients one-on-one, primarily for energy work, but also consciousness clearing and more of the angelic work that I am learning how to do. That business has now evolved into Up and Awaken Productions. This is why I feel like I am on the planet, is to help folks to awaken to their true selves, their souls, right? And, you know, you might have noticed me changing my language in the beginning of these episodes to reminding you that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience or some version of that. This is actually one of the main reasons I believe that I came to the planet, is to help people remember that this is not all there is. This is one moment in your entire existence as a soul in the universe and the multiverse. So as part of that, I've evolved my business into Up and Awaken Productions. I have an Up and Awaken Productions YouTube channel. Check it out. I am continuing to put content up there. It is brand new. I am getting into animations, which I've been seeing in my guidance for a long time now. And I'm also sharing some of the kinds of healings that I do on the Patreon community for free on this channel. Just a few, but it's just another space where we can reach more people and different kinds of people and help them in the awakening process. And as such, I have shifted the Let's Get Meta Patreon community to reflect this evolution. So I am now referring to it as the Up and Awaken community on Patreon, which still supports this podcast. Patreon still is a beautiful platform that allows creators to get compensated for the beautiful creations that they come up with, such as podcasts and music and art and all kinds of other things. And what I am being shown here is that we are creating a community to help support in your and my awakening during this period, during this huge, massive, great awakening that is happening here on planet Earth. And what I realized is that I've already been doing that in the community. I've already been giving healings as part of the tier benefits, and I've been wanting to add classes into that. So this is a beautiful moment for me to up-level that community, that Patreon community, and up-level everything that I'm doing in the context of creating conscious content. That is part of what I am here to do, and now everything that I'm creating is under the banner of Up and Awaken Productions, including this podcast. So Let's Get Metaphysical is an Up and Awaken production, and I am so happy to be able to share that with you. So if you are one of our amazing patrons of this podcast, you will see some shifts happening in the community, and they will all be for the better. They will all be for all of us. We will all be there to support each other through this awakening process. And you can also still become a patron if you simply want to support the podcast and you don't need an awakening community as well. So those are all the updates as of this moment. Let's go into what this episode is going to be about. And of course, the last new thing for today is that this is the first episode of our new season, season 5, which I am devoting completely to this great awakening happening here on Earth. In seasons 1 through 3, I had several awesome guests and experts on the show sharing their spiritual and metaphysical professions, experiences, viewpoints, and it's been awesome. People were able to learn about all kinds of different spiritual and metaphysical modalities and ways of being. It's been incredible. It was a perfect way to start this podcast. And in season 4, I devoted the entire season to the miracles attributed to my spiritual teacher, Master Healer John Douglas, and the Master Angels that he works with. And I was called to do this just deeply by my intuition. And if you have any interest and haven't heard that season, please check it out. Start with episode 37 and just try it on for size and see how that feels to you. If you are interested at all in fast-tracking your awakening and your evolution, Master John's spring tour is going on right now. It starts May 2nd, 2020, and it goes through mid-June 2020. And all of it, thanks to this global COVID situation, all of the tour is virtual. So you can join in on any one of his workshops. And if you are feeling called to, I highly recommend that you do. Visit masterangels.org and click on tour to join in on one of the workshops. This is season 5. And this season, we are going to be focusing, as I said, on what I and many people are calling the Great Awakening, currently happening right here, right now on planet Earth. Up until now on this podcast, I have rarely dived into my own views and perspectives. But this episode, and most likely this season, is going to be different. I'm throwing all caution to the wind to impart what I see as necessary and vital information to anyone listening into this podcast about what is happening right now in the world. I want to give you my take on what is going on, but first, I need to update you quickly on what's been going on for me the past few months. So I'm going to call this section of this episode Waking Up. Here we go. As many listeners already know, I had my first memorable spiritual experience when I was around 7, and I was able to feel through my hands where there was pain in my mother's back. She came home from work and was experiencing some pain, so I wanted to help, and I remember feeling pain in my hands where she was experiencing pain in her body, and then it transferred and I could feel it in my own body where it was in her body, and I knew that when it stopped hurting in my body, that it stopped hurting in her body, and that was it was memorable to me for some reason that happened. That's how my memory is of it. And at the same time, I kind of let that go for several years because I just assumed that that was normal. Nobody told me it wasn't normal for that. But what we call that, of course, now is being empathic. That's one version of empathic. Then I've had several spiritual experiences since then, of course. And one of those major experiences happened when I was in Senegal. I was studying abroad and we went to a remote village on top of a mountain in eastern Senegal. And we had this beautiful experience with what they see as the biggest baobab tree in Senegal. And it was incredible. And on our way back down the mountain, I just had this experience of what now I can maybe call oneness. A moment of unity. I saw how everything fit together. I felt it in my heart. I started crying and I didn't stop for a long time. It was truly profound, but I didn't even know to call it a spiritual experience. I didn't even know what that was for years. I just knew that it was important and deep and real and the most truest thing that I'd ever felt. And I wanted to be able to stay in that and I didn't know how to. And then, of course, various things kept happening to help me along my spiritual journey, to help me along to waking up, to help me along to remembering where we are. And, you know, healing touch has been one of those big things back in 2014 when I took the first level 1 course in healing touch that completely changed my life and my perspective. And I, you know, quit my job that next week, somewhere around there, and devoted my life to learning healing touch, which is an energetic healing modality. If you want to hear more about that, listen to episode 3 of this podcast. But my point is, there's been time and time again that I've had experiences that helped me along the journey, just like we all do, just like we all have, to help us slowly and steadily, and sometimes very slowly for people, and sometimes very quickly for people, help us to wake up, okay? And now what's been happening, this is what I'm getting to, is that these last several months, it is like I described it the other day as if you were told a story when you were young and somebody 30 years later came and said, hey, did anyone ever read you that story when you were a kid? And you were like, no, I don't think so. And then they were like, no, you know, it went like this. There were these people and then they did these things. And slowly you start to remember and you're like, wow, yeah, that's right. I do remember that. Did it go like this? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I remember. That is what it has felt like for me for the past several months in a very sped up fashion. I mean, several months is like, you know, less than a blink of an eye in cosmic sense. But for me, it is like I am remembering exactly why I came here. And that is kind of what this whole season is going to be about. I am experiencing this memory, this knowing. It's even more than a memory. It's a knowing that I came to this planet, my soul decided to incarnate onto the planet to help the planet and its inhabitants move from the third dimensional reality to the fifth dimensional reality. And that's a big statement. How do I unpack that? And what does that mean? We actually have we're living in several dimensions at once already. So it's not like one day is going to happen and 5D will just be there. It's already here now. But I have awoken, I have been waking up to the fact that the reason why I'm interested in all of this, the reason I'm doing the podcast, the reason that Up, Up, and Awaken Productions came to me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is all to help remind people why we are here. And not only that, why we chose to come here at exactly this time, why there is over 7 billion people on the planet right now. Right now, more so than any other time in the planet, there's never been this many people on this planet, at least in recent history, right? Why are so many souls on the planet right now? And all of this has been coming back these last couple of months. And it's just so clear and so obvious that I need to share that. And so that brings me to my take on what is going on here right now in the world. My take on this is that we are going through a major awakening as a planet right now. And I know so many of you listening know this. You know this already. You know this deeply. And I'm not saying that it started with COVID. It has been happening previous to that. It has already been happening for a long time. But this instance of us all being inside for weeks, the world coming to a standstill, is unprecedented on this planet, and it is doing way more in the unseen than is being talked about in the scene, in the physical, in the news. And oh my gosh, the news. So I need to talk about this in this episode, this first episode of season 5, and I want to continue to talk about this great awakening throughout the rest of the season, which might never end. My seasons are usually 12 episodes long, and this might just go on for a while as called so that we are all getting information about what is happening in the present moment, not just from me, but from anyone else who I feel would be a really good presenter or guest on this podcast to give their take and their knowledge about what is going on in the planet as it is happening, as it is evolving. So I mentioned before how many souls are on this planet right now. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason we are all here right now, why so many souls wanted to incarnate onto this planet. And it's because this is the biggest thing happening in the universe right now. The ascension of this planet with all of the beings on it is the biggest show in the universe right now. And everyone wanted to have front row seats to this. Okay. So the way that I and several others see it, and This is one way, right? This is just my take on this. You may have a different take, and that is beautiful. I want you all to experience and know what you are experiencing and knowing for yourselves. This is my take on it. There are categories, you might say, because we live in duality on this planet. You can think of some of the souls on this planet as volunteers who volunteered to come to this planet to help with this transition, and other souls as what you might call earthling souls. They've been here for long, long, long time. Not necessarily stuck here, but some people do refer to it as being stuck here on Earth, stuck in the karmic wheel, if you will. So you can think of this as, at this moment in time, there have been volunteers coming to Earth, incarnating, deciding to incarnate on this planet to help with Earth's ascension process. And what does this look like? Okay. This is one way that somebody who is just brilliant to me and did a comedy sketch on this a long time ago describes it. He described it as, imagine that you're a soul floating out in the universe. Everything's bliss. Everything's beautiful. And all of a sudden, you have a funny smell. And something just smells like, what is that? Wow, that smells kind of rotten. What is going on here? And you follow that smell and you see that it's coming from this little spiral galaxy in one corner of the universe. And you take a closer look and you take a closer look and you see that this horrible rotten egg smell is coming from Earth. And you're like, wow, what is that? Like, is Earth going bad? What's going on here? And so, you know, this is just one way of imagining how this happened, right? But essentially, what has been happening on this planet has been not only affecting everyone and everything on this planet fairly negatively for the past heaps of time. Time is so hard. I don't want to say 100 years or 1,000 years. It's more than that, but it's been a long process. But it has been decided that this can no longer happen. It's been decided that Earth can no longer continue on the trajectory that it is. And so the idea that was devised, the plan that was devised to help bring Earth out of where it is, because it is a non-interfering planet. There are other beings, higher beings with higher consciousness, but they are not allowed to directly influence what's going on here. It's just part of Earth's rules. So the ingenious plan that was created was there would be volunteers from all over the universe, all different kinds of existences and planets. And of course, we all come from source, okay? We all come from what some call the great central sun, what some call source, what some call the I am, the, you know, all of these names. So we all come from that. You know, I'm saying volunteers, I'm saying earthling souls, I'm referring to way showers and light workers and et cetera. We all come from the same place, but some souls have been on this particular planet for a long, long time, eons. And some souls who are currently on the planet have never been here before and only came here right now for the first time. And other souls are somewhere in between. Myself, I ascertained that I've only been here 3 or 4 times, and that is so obvious to me based on just how I think about things and how I have never understood certain things on this planet. I'm comfortable here. I don't want to leave, and many people who are first-timers here or new to this planet do want to leave because it is so uncomfortable. It is so unlike the beautiful, positive, blissful experiences that are elsewhere everywhere in this universe, but just aren't common here. They don't exist here as much. So anyways, we have this ingenious plan, which is volunteers incarnating, choosing to come from all over the universe to incarnate into this planet, because when you are in the physical, you can affect change. And when you're in the physical and you wake up, and you remember who you are, you can then ask the divine, ask the unseen angels, if you will, guides, helpers. Some people are talking about the aliens, right? Higher levels of consciousness to help us, because we need to be incarnated in physical form to actually ask for outside help and outside assistance. So this was the plan that was devised. And I'm remembering all this, and I'm not the only one. Thousands of people are remembering this, and millions of people are remembering this, that this is why they came to Earth. And it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And a lot of it has been happening over the past several weeks because we've been able to be still and allow these higher level frequencies to permeate Earth, which has been happening, by the way, ever since before COVID. But this stillness has allowed us to actually take in, and it's actually changing our DNA. It's changing the frequency and the vibration that we hold, that we carry within our being. And it's changing, it's helping to elevate us so that we are able to even elevate with the planet as she makes a full transition into a fifth dimensional experience, a fifth dimensional reality. And this is where it gets interesting, because apparently the planet is already there. The planet is fine. This is what the sources that I've been listening to, very clear channels, very clear people, souls who have incarnated here, very clear information that the planet is fine. The planet is already there. It is us. It is the collective that is undergoing these massive transformations, which are super uncomfortable for most of us, to be able to actually physically change our structure to some extent so that we can vibrate on the same level as the fifth dimensional Earth. So that's a lot. And volunteers and way showers and light workers are all, as I said, waking themselves up right now, and have been. And this isn't the first time. This has been happening slowly throughout the last several decades. Some people say that the generation that came in with World War II, were some of the first volunteers for this particular mission, this particular purpose, to come and help wake this whole planet up and everyone in it and everyone on it, including themselves, okay? Because you go through the veil, most 99.9% of the people who incarnate on this planet forget. We forget where we come from. We forget that there is source. We forget that there is higher power. We forget that there's guides. We forget that we've had thousands and millions of past lifetimes. We forget that there is other places and other existences and other planets and other forms that we've had before being in human form on this particular planet, in this particular solar system, in this particular galaxy. So we forget. And now so many people are starting to wake up en masse, in a massive way, in a massive scale, and being able to talk about it and communicate it openly on podcasts, on YouTube. There's so many awesome people who are clear on YouTube right now, and people are sharing things on Facebook and everywhere, and we have the technology to be able to actually share this so that more and more people can, you know, get a hint or clue or a remembrance based on whatever somebody has shared. And so I'm just jumping into the fray now to, you know, maybe whatever I'm saying right now might help you remember why you're here, why you came here, and that this is some of what I'm saying, or maybe all of what I'm saying, there's a ring of authenticity to it. There's a ring of truth to it. We are all to move the planet into its next evolution. And we are all going in and out of different dimensions all the time. So we have the 3D. And how do you know what 3D is? I should do a whole episode just about the differences between 3D and 5D. Maybe that'll be in the next episode. Look at the news. That's 3D. Anything that you're seeing on conventional news and conventional media is the 3D reality. It is steeped in fear and panic and negativity. This is one of the hallmarks of the 3D Earth. And it is also why it needed to shift. It could not continue to go this way. And this is the way that it has been going for so long on this planet. 5D this is rough here. This is rough definitions. 5D is a dimension of unconditional love. Okay? Unconditional love, heart expansion, no fear. It's just completely different than 3D. And yet they all contain each other, right? Because everything is part of everything. And that is where we are actually headed in this lifetime. If you're listening to me right now, the chances are you will live to see this change. Your life when you began life and your life in 10 years are going to look completely different. You will see this change. That is at least what I and other people have been getting guidance on. This is something that you will actually be able to experience, which is so beautiful. If that's true, right? If that's true, that is so beautiful that you actually get to see the change happen in a massive, massive way. Now, talking about 3D, I'm talking about 5D. People are sitting out there thinking, what's 4D? 4D is this beautiful place of observing. And like I said, we're constantly going back and forth, some more than others, right? Some are so in 3D that they're there most of the time. Some, very few, are so in 5D that they're there most of the time. But here's the trick. Here's the hint. Here's the secret. We're not supposed to be in just one of those all the time. So where 4D comes in, 4D is the observer. 4D is when you are neutral. And you are non-reactive, and you are present and aware of where you are and what is going on around you. And that is a point of power where you can decide if you want to play in the 3D space or if you want to play in the 5D space or remain in 4D, being an observer, being neutral. Somebody that I've been listening to a lot on YouTube lately, her name is Lori Ladd, and she explains this so well. She explains the dimension. So I'm just doing, you know, a very, very glazed over version. If you want to find out more about the dimensional realities and how to go in and out of it, I do recommend that you look up Lori Ladd on YouTube. But essentially, she said something about, like, you can choose from 4D consciousness to what you want to put your quarter in. If this whole thing was an arcade, what game do you want to play? Do you want to play the CNN game and sit and listen to that and play that game and go into what those feelings and those experiences? You can do that. You have free will. You can absolutely do that. Nobody is going to stop you from doing that. And you can play all sorts of games in 3D reality, but I guess what I am here to say is that you have a choice. You don't have to be stuck in that fear. You don't have to be stuck in that dense 3D physical reality, of which I am too. I'm here in the 3D with everybody. And I am choosing to take a more observer role when I can in the 4D. And wow, when I am able, I love hanging out in 5D. 5D is the realm of, as I said before, unconditional love, but also instant manifestation. In 3D, there is a gap between needing or wanting something and it coming to you. There is time in between that. And we all know that there are things that we think we have to do in order to call in something, want something, and there's a gap before it arrives. In 5D, instant manifestation. You need this, it appears in that instant. And I have seen this happen. I've lived this. And I can't say that I am able to stay in 5D for a very long time. But when I'm there, that is exactly what it's like. It is expansive. It is loving. It is unconditional. And it is instant manifestation. And it's here. It's already here. You can be part of that reality because it is on this planet as we speak. But if that is too much of a jump right now, I encourage all of you to try to become aware and present of where you are in any given moment so that you can be in observer mode. You can be in 4D, and so you can actually see both. You can see, oh, wow, this is what's happening over here. Do I want to play that game right now? Is that the reality that I want to call into my surroundings? Is this what I want to manifest? Or do I want to manifest this? You get to choose. And being in 4D and being neutral allows you to do that. I think I might have to do an episode on this. I would love to call out, maybe I'll find somebody who has expertise and is able to talk about that more than I am. I want to move now to what you can do during this great awakening. If this is resonating with you and you are sitting there like, okay, if this is happening, I can feel it. Something is, at least something is going on here. What can you do? I invite you to stay present. So much is coming up for so many of us right now. And it, you know, of course, COVID and being locked inside and all of that, a lot of things are coming up for a lot of people, and that's normal. But even if that weren't happening, there's so much energy coming onto the planet right now. And what's happening is that we are, all of our old programs, all of our negative programs are coming up right now because they can no longer exist in this new dimensional consciousness that we are all moving to right now. My negativity, I've been calling them my old shitty programs, my OSPs, have been coming up, and they've been coming up before, don't get me wrong, but they have been coming up so hardcore these last couple of months. But what's beautiful is that now I'm coming to a state where I am actually aware of them when they're coming up, and then I can make choices about them. Then I can say, oh, I recognize this. This is coming up now. Let me make a choice about how I want to handle my next move. This is happening, or I just said this. How do I want to move forward with that? Because all this stuff, if you've been doing a lot of crying, if you've been really exhausted for no reason at all, if you are saying things and doing things or feeling things that you aren't sure why or how, this is transformation. This is what people in my community call de-stressing or transformational fatigue or transformational grief. My spiritual teacher, Master John Douglas, would say, you are grieving your old rackets, the rackets that you've had that I might call old shitty programs for so long, longer than this lifetime. They are being pulled up in so many cases in many of us and taken out of us. And we actually have to grieve those because we were so used to having them that we actually have to mourn. So if you are wondering why you might be feeling in these emotional ways, take a look at that. Try that on and see how that fits. See how what I'm saying fits for you. So staying present and staying aware of what is going on is something that you can do. You can also stay positive. I urge you, please stay positive because we are surrounded by negativity. I do not turn on the news unless I am present and aware that I am going to put my quarter in the 3D news game for a period of time, just so I can peek in and see what the 3D world thinks is going on or is, you know, saying is going on. Okay. Watch positive things. Or if you want to be on screens, consume positive stories and TV shows, things that make you laugh, things that make you happy. I highly recommend Some Good News by the dude from The Office on YouTube. It's free, it's hilarious, it's uplifting. It makes you feel good by the time it's over. Do things, watch things, listen to things that make you feel good and positive, because that's actually how we're supposed to be. We've been conditioned so long in this 3D reality that we're supposed to feel like shit and we're supposed to not feel good in every moment. And it's untrue. We can feel good in every moment. We should feel good in every moment. We have every right to feel positive and optimistic and happy. So I encourage you to stay positive, stay optimistic. Know that there is a positive ending to all of this. There's never an ending, but you know, it's a cycle. There is a positive direction that this whole planet is going, despite the copious efforts of whomever, I'm not even going to go into who's doing this or why, to sow fear and negativity and panic amongst us. So stay positive, stay present, stay positive, And along with that, choose love over fear. When you are feeling fearful, when you're feeling panicky or pessimistic, or you're catching yourself, you're catching your OSPs coming up, you're catching, you know, your rackets coming up, choose love. And it can be really hard. I'm doing this every day to you, everybody. I'm trying to do this every single day too. And I'm not saying that it's easy, but keep choosing love. If something's coming up and it doesn't feel good in your body, recognize that it doesn't feel good and choose love, because love always feels better. It always feels better than separation, always. But it takes a big step sometimes to go in that direction instead of staying in fear. Stay present, stay positive, choose love over fear. And the other thing I have down that I wanted to say is to start communicating with your guidance. And if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that I've talked about this. You know that I have an episode about this, about how to communicate with your guidance. That's episode 36. Check it out. I also have a free 2-minute animation on Up, Up, and Awaken Productions YouTube channel about how to connect to your guidance in 3 simple steps. It's easy, folks. They, like I said before, earlier in this episode, our guidance, our angels, our team, our soul family, however you conceptualize them and want to call them, they want to help you. They want to help us. And because we're in physical form, they can't just come down and interfere. They can't just appear, poof, without you asking for them. They can't just, you know, you need to ask for help and then listen for it. That's what you need to do. Come to a quiet place. Ask for help. Ask for, if you have a question and you don't know the answer, if you want guidance, if you want anything, if you want to know what to do next, ask for it and then listen. And if you get something that makes you feel good and that feels true in your heart and your soul and your gut, you are receiving guidance from those beings that are here to specifically help you in this lifetime to do and accomplish what you are here to accomplish. So stay present, stay positive, choose love over fear, and start communicating with your guides if you have not done that already. Okay? That covers, I guess, the majority of what I wanted to cover for this first episode in season 5, The Great Awakening. I just want to go a little bit into what is coming up this season. So what else is coming up this season is more of my updates and more of my take on what is happening here in the world right now. I'm also hoping to have guests on this show, guest views on the Great Awakening and what is going on the planet. As I said, I would love to bring in some really clear folks to share their perspectives. We'll see how that goes. I also want to provide you with some tools. So I'm hoping to keep having some how-to episodes throughout this whole season with tools to help you through this, right? Like connecting with your guidance. And I already have that, you know, I already have that episode. So other things like that. So that's kind of what is coming up in the season. And you know what? As I said before, I don't know how long this season will be. This season might be never ending. Truthfully, I don't know how long this could be way more than 12 episodes. So just be ready for that. And we'll have a great time. So the last thing I wanted to mention once more is that the Patreon community that has been supporting this podcast is the same. You get to it the same way. You can support the podcast, but now you can also support other creations that are coming through me in the form of Up, Up, and Awaken Productions. So the community on Patreon is now called Up, Up, and Awaken. And it's a place where I can support you and you can support me. And it's a place for generalized and specific awakening support through this ascension process. If you need a community to help you wake up, consider joining this community, because that's what we're doing. We're waking up together. So check it out at patreon.com/letsgetmeta if you are at all interested. I'm going to leave it there for today. Me and the background frogs that are here in Costa Rica at night right now wish you a pleasant evening, a pleasant day, and a pleasant week wherever you happen to be in the world. Thank you for listening. Stay present, stay positive, and stay meta.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. The Let's Get Metaphysical podcast is an Up, Up, and Awaken production. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. The show is produced and hosted by Renata Maniacci, creator of Up, Up, and Awaken, a platform devoted to creating conscious content to assist in the awakening currently taking place on this planet. If you want to see more from Up, Up, and Awaken, please subscribe to the Up, Up, and Awaken Productions channel on YouTube. If you are enjoying the podcast, let us know. Visit our website at letsgetmeta.com or shoot us an email at info@letsgetmeta.com. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on your podcast app. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Meta. Share the podcast with your friends. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible. If you are looking for support in your awakening process, please consider becoming a member of our Up, Up, and Awaken community on Patreon. Patrons in this community both give support to the conscious content that Ren creates, like this podcast, and receive support in their awakening via the community's offerings, including courses, live group healings, and an interactive community. You can join the Up, Up, and Awaken community by visiting patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Let's Get Meta is almost entirely listener supported. If you love the show and want to support it, you can still become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. We appreciate all types of support. It helps keep this show going. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical.